Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, oh, because you are here, you pray.
Because you are
Thank you. 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by company, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus says the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go, and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, Are there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Ramon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Ramon, when I bow down myself in the house of Ramon. The Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master hath spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, Be content, take two talents. And he urged him, and bound a two talents of silver and two bags with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.
You just heard the entire chapter of 2 Kings chapter 5. I would like to rely your patience for a moment and speak to you from the subject, God will deliver you from my flaws and all. As we began to look inside this text, we find a man named Naaman who has authority, yet he sat under authority with an infirmity. The man named Naaman is not struggling. In fact, he has it going on, to sort of speak. He has authority, yet he has men under him, and yet he has to answer to authority. He's in charge. He's a boss, and when you are under authority, it separates the men from the boys, to sort of speak. When you are under authority, it separates the girls from the women. It separates the churchgoer, the church player, the church joiner. When God gives you authority, you are powerful, not powerless. For God has made you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We must understand that when you have received the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power, and you shall be my witnesses into the uttermost part of the earth. And God has given the church authority. He said, whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Jesus has given us the authority, the Bible. It says that upon this rock, I will build my church in the gates of hell. Shall not prevail against it. The Bible also says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No tongue that shall rise against you. I shall be able to stand. So God has given us authority while yet we sit under authority of He who is God. Though we may be the under shepherd, He who is God is the good shepherd. See, we must know and understand the difference between the under shepherd and the good shepherd. See, a good shepherd knows every sheep. So this man named Naaman has authority, yet he is under authority, and yet has men that has to answer to him, yet he has to answer to someone over him. But it is there that the problem arises, because we don't want to sit under authority, because we don't want anyone having authority over us. We don't want the pastor telling us what to do or what we should not do, because we feel, why should we have to answer to this man when don't he put on his pad just like I put on my pants? But yet Naaman was under authority, yet he had to answer to authority. We want the pastor to be our friend and to water down what they have to say to us, for we are men, and we don't want to stand under rebuke. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. I've got to be faithful. You may not be able to preach like Pastor Collard Green can preach, and you may not be able to sing like Sister Tomato can sing, but you may not be able to read like Sister Cauliflower can read, but you got to be faithful. You may not understand your problems, people may not accept you because of your flaws, because people may look at you funny because of your flaws. People may just might not understand you because you're human, but I come to tell you today that God will deliver you from your flaws and all. And we're going to get back into this next week for part two of God will deliver us from our flaws and all. We'd like to remind you that on Monday night at 8 o'clock, you have the Reverend Pastor Bishop Jesse Stewart and his wife, Tammy Stewart. On Wednesday night, you have the Reverend Dr. Willie J. Van at 8:30. On Thursday night, we have the Bishop, Reverend Apostle George Flint at 8 o'clock. And then yours truly will be right back here next Saturday at 1 p.m. Please catch it. Please, if you don't do anything else, please catch the word, because the word is falling. And we'd like to also remind you that it's your season, so be blessed.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You said the best. He's gonna open a window and ask you out of blessing. It's your season. Come on, it's your season.
Away.
Well, the clock on the wall says that's just about all. We'll see you next week.